stand with our Bibles and turn to 1 Kings chapter 19. 1 Kings chapter 19. 1 Kings chapter 19. We're going to keep a marker here. We'll be here the majority of the evening. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 5. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 5 reads, "And as he lay and slept under a juniper," this is Elijah, "and as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, Arise and eat. And he looked and beheld there was a cake, bacon, on the coals, and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink and laid him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, Arise and eat." And this is the title of my message, "Because the journey is too great for thee." Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. I appreciate everyone who came to your house tonight. I pray you'd help me as I preach. Please help me to be clear. I pray your word will be accepted. Help me as I stay doctrinally sound and simple and to the point. And I just pray for everyone's attentive tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So, Pastor preached a great message, I believe it was Thursday night, and I was just going to use his message, but he's here, so his is going to be much better than mine, but here we go. So yeah, he's like, oh, I don't have to be here then. You know, if they just left, then I could just flip back a couple pages and just, you know, preach it. Anyways, I really enjoyed the message Pastor had Thursday night about Elijah and discouragement. Elijah, great prophet of God. Many people remember him. We're not talking about this Elijah. Not that you're not great, but we all know, when we talk about great prophets, everyone thinks Elijah, you know, and Moses and Elijah are probably the ones going to come back, the two witnesses, Elijah and Enoch, whoever it's going to be. But the reality, we think of a great prophet, we instantly think of Elijah. We forget many times, though, Elijah's discouragement that he had. One thing great about the text today here in 1 Kings chapter 19, the angel approaches him and foretells him, this journey is going to be too great for you. And he says that to him. You need to rise and eat. And we're going to get into a lot of this, but just an introduction. When we're talking about the journey is too great for us. It is too good for us. It's too great. The work of the Lord and staying faithful to the Lord's house is something that you cannot do. You need God's presence in your life. It's the only way you're going to stay faithful. And that's why it's imperative that this church stays doctrinally sound, that we stay faithful to the Lord's house. It is the only way, as a believer, that you're going to make it through the journey that God wants you to do. Because it is too great for you. It's not too great for God. But it's too great for you. And it's a simple message. And I know Gary says this all the time. It's easy to read, but hard to whatever he says. I was probably sleeping when you said that. But you know what I'm saying. It was probably very profound what he said. But so profound that I don't remember the exact words. So, this is all in my introduction. You know, they laugh, and then I pause for effect, and then keep going. Just joking. It's not. I actually literally can barely see. I'm legally blind in my right eye, and I got something in my eye earlier. I can literally barely see. I see, like, some of you old people here tonight. But anyways. But here, as a believer, I'll tell you right now, the journey and the walk, the path and the mission that God has for you is too great for you. And you need the presence of the Lord. Elijah failed in a couple areas that Pastor hit Thursday really well. And that was, you know, he left his minister. He left the person that's supposed to minister unto him. And he left him. And then he went alone. And that's not good. You know, when believers, I just need my time, and they try to separate themselves like a little sheep all by themselves, I'll be just fine. Like, I'll be just like a sheep, right? You're like, yeah, I'm sure you will be just fine. You're not going to be fine. And us believers need